As pioneers of European descent moved westward, once large spaces that many Native American nations once called home were reduced in size. And with those changes came tensions that sometimes erupted. That was the case here in southwestern Minnesota, and I visit with a man who traces his heritage to those ancestors who resided here. It's today's American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. Like me, you probably have insurance, but after you purchase insurance, you may not give it much thought after that. But that can be a big problem if you aren't protected. That's why I partnered with Nationwide, the number one farm insurer in the United States. They helped me see many things I'd overlooked, and that's why I helped produce short videos about many of those important topics. You can go to nationwide.com/Andrew. Go there to see short videos about important topics that many of us may have overlooked. That's nationwide.com/Andrew to help protect your next.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
The original homelands of the Dakota stretched from the southern shores of Hudson Bay to Wisconsin, down to northern Iowa, and the eastern part of the Dakotas. When contact first occurred, they were centered around Mille Lacs Lake, which is 75 miles north of the Twin Cities. Over time, a growing United States began to encroach on those lands.
After the United States becomes its own sovereign, they then pick up and continue the process of making treaties, usually concerning land and resources between the two sovereign nations, which in our case would be the Dakota people.
John Robertson shares the story from the Lower Sioux Historical Site near Morton, Minnesota.
In 1848, of course, Minnesota becomes its own territory. The territory needs to acquire so much population, so much capital, before it can become a state. So that led to an influx of immigrants that then created a demand for the land.
Treaties began to reduce the reserved lands for the Dakota. Initially, their land was designated as 10 miles either side of the Minnesota River in this part of the state. But a new treaty in 1858 moved the Dakota into a yet smaller portion of land, just providing for a 10-mile strip south of the river. On August 17, 1862, tensions came to a head.
We have a flashpoint. Four young Dakota men that were out hunting in the old part of the reservation and encountered an immigrant family and ended up in a conflict with them, and there were four or five people that ended up being killed.
It was the beginning of what is often referred to as the Dakota War. More next time as we travel the countryside in Morton, Minnesota. I'm Andrew McCrae.